It's Saturday, January 10th, and I'm standing at Bloor Street and Avenue Road, just steps away from the Israeli consulate, where thousands of people have gathered to show their outrage on recent attacks by Israel on Gaza. I'm standing here with Wad Mala. What brings you here today?
I'm angry, I am disgusted, and most of all, I'm disappointed that something so horrendous and heinous can take place for so long, and nothing has been done to actually stop it. You can pass as many bills as you want, you can have as many meetings as you want, 800 people have died already, and nothing has been done to actually stop the killing and stop the murder of those children. Like, I was listening to the satellite TV the other day, and they said that there was these four kids that were found alive on top of their dead mother's body. They'd been waiting for someone to come and rescue them. That is disgusting. That is inhumane, and the fact that it's still continuing without any intervention from the West is something that I think is despicable. And I want the Torontonians to know how I feel, and I want to show the Palestinians that I support them any way I can. Like, I can't go to Palestine and help them. I don't have anything else to do. This is the only thing I can think of to do to actually help them.
And what is your message to the West, to the Canadian government and other governments who are standing by watching this? What's your message to them?
My message is that some people's lives are not worth more than other people's lives. All humans' lives are equal. The Israeli lives are not worth more than the Palestinian people's lives, and you need to stand up for the Palestinian people because their voice has been silenced. And when they try to rise up and express anger at their living status and their disgusting quality of life, they continue to be silenced. So we need to speak for those that cannot speak.
Speakers at today's rally include a Holocaust survivor who talked about Israelis using the Holocaust to justify the attack on Gaza. Sid Ryan, the head of CUPE, also talked about a call for a boycott against Israel. And a young woman had the crowd chanting against Stephen Harper and Michael Ignatieff about their undying support for Israel and the lack of support for Palestine. Today is being called the International Day of Gaza Outrage, with rallies happening all over the world, including London, New York, New Zealand, and Ireland. Each of these places calling on their respective governments to wake up and take some action against the assault on the people of Gaza. For Rabble TV, I'm Lindsay Gallagher.